The message of this campaign is that young people, children, adolescents are at risk of bullying. We know that. All kids are, but it's much more acute for LGBTQ kids. Any kid who sticks out who's a bit different, whether it's because they're gay or lesbian or trans or because they're seen as just not quite fitting rigid gender stereotypes, gets picked on, gets bullied, and what may start as teasing and name-calling, very often and quickly escalates, and we see a pattern of exclusion and isolation and often brutal violence that can send kids into a spiral. Pushing them out of school can also be accompanied by rejection at home, and these kids end up, you know, at risk of depression and even suicide.
What are some of the experiences or stories that have been shared with you?
I think, you know, when you talk to kids, you find out that there's a whole series of things that are fueling this sense of isolation. What happens at school is often very isolating, but they often lack support at home as well, where there's family rejection. I think the key thing is how to provide support, how to make sure that schools are safe, that the message that is being given to kids is one of respect and empathy to those that are different from them. And that's something that, you know, we all have a role to play, whether as parents, as peers, as friends, as teachers, or, you know, at the government level, as policymakers or as school managers.
One of the actions that were taken here in the US is the so-called bathroom bill, where young people, trans or intersex, could use the bathrooms that they wish according to the gender. Repealing that bill, what effect do you think it'll have on these young people?
You know, this is about bathrooms, but it's about so much more than bathrooms. It's really about making sure that trans kids feel safe at school, and by treating them as if they are a threat or as if they're freakish or somehow, you know, don't fit in. It's really legitimizing the stigma that they face, and it's, you know, we know that the statistics on trans kids are horrifying when you look at levels of depression, of bullying, and of suicidal thoughts. We need to do absolutely everything we can to make sure that trans kids feel valued, feel accepted, and feel safe. And this move in preventing people from using the bathroom is obviously a very negative backward step.
In the campaign, people are asked to take action. What can someone do, even though they're not in government or they don't have any influence?
And this is the great thing. There's something that all of us can do. There are so many ways to create change, whether it's teaching empathy and respect at school, if you're a teacher, or modeling it at home. I think that's very important. The video that we're launching with this campaign tells the story. We worked with a children's animator to do this. Tells the story of a young boy and girl who are friends, and the mother actually signals her disapproval of the girl when she realizes that the young girl is a lesbian. So this disapproval is immediately communicated to the son, and that sets that's what sows the seed. And it is really a simple way of saying something that Nelson Mandela taught us, as you know, always he said it best. He said, children aren't born hating one another. They don't hate people who are different. They're taught that. And if people can be taught to hate, they can be taught to love. And that's really what this campaign is about. Let's show respect. Let's model it. Let's teach it. And let's make sure that everything we do in our own lives sends the signal, sends that message to young people, to children in our lives, that inclusion and acceptance and respect is the only way forward.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to critics or people who feel that this is more a cultural issue and do not want to approach this topic or do anything about it because they feel that this is not their culture and this is an imported culture? What do you say to those people?
I think that it's important to look with clear eyes at what we're talking about. This is children being beaten up and bullied and pushed out of school and having their lives ruined by prejudice. Now, beating up children in a back alleyway is not some treasured cultural tradition. We should all be against this. I know that any time you talk at the UN about sexual orientation and gender identity, there's always different points of view, and that's fine. But let's at least all agree that keeping kids safe, making sure that they can live and learn and thrive free from the threat of bullying and violence, that is something that we should all, no matter what our cultural tradition or religion is, we should all be able to get around that.